This is the Chord Buddy Podcast with Chord Buddy inventor Travis Perry. Learn to play the guitar immediately with Chord Buddy. Find out more at chordbuddy.com, chordbuddy.com. And now, the Chord Buddy Podcast.
Okay, let's go. It's Chord Buddy Podcast. Chord Buddy's world's best way, easiest way to learn to play guitar. You can play guitar right now with Chord Buddy, as seen on Shark Tank. Hey, look, there's Brady, there's Travis. What's up, you guys?
Hello, you guys. Well, it's a beautiful Thursday, Dave.
A little chilly out, but it is beautiful today.
It's a little chilly. Hello to everyone in podcast land.
Hello.
Carla with a K, Carla with a C, Josh, Miles, all our new people that's listening. We're picking them up. Dave, listen. We are picking up listeners by the one and twos, I'm telling you.
Holy cow.
We're picking up listeners by the ones and twos.
How many can we hold?
So quickly to food, and then we'll get to vacation and a lot of interesting stuff. Not any Dothan food to speak of. I went by Hunt's last night. We just returned from our spring break yesterday.
Right, right.
And went by there and had a chili dog.
That's always a perfect backup
if you got nothing else going.
I didn't know what I wanted to eat. I wasn't real hungry. We'll talk about Lambert's. I still sort of full from Lambert's. And
wait, you ordered one or two?
Oh, I just got one. I really wasn't that hungry, but a guy sat down beside me and got two. Then another guy behind me saw his got two, and I said, well, heck.
Flung a craving on you.
Come on with about a hot dog.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Chili dog. So that's pretty much it. Let's go immediately to spring break.
And off we go. Spring break.
Go, Brady.
What?
So I saw some photos that said it was just not the perfect day a couple of days.
Well, okay, so we got there Saturday. It was just windy.
Yeah, windy. I mean, it was nice Saturday.
We ate at Cobalt's.
Okay.
It ended up being Dad's hangout.
Yeah. It turned out to be my
near the hotel.
Yeah, not on the hotel property or the resort property. It was probably about a 2-minute walk, 3-minute walk.
Yeah.
But yeah, it became a hangout. So what did we get? I got a fried shrimp and...
We figured out Gager loves fried shrimp.
Gage loves the fried shrimp?
Yes, loves it. And catfish. Okay. He's loving the catfish.
Mm-hmm. All right, good deal.
Yeah, because it's good. Why not?
I mean, I know.
Why wouldn't he like it?
Yeah.
And then let's see, the next day, we played dominoes that night.
Yep, that was the first night.
On Saturday night?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we were getting into dominoes.
Yeah.
Was it Sunday you woke up, you made a picture from the balcony, and it was just really...
Was that the windy day?
Cloudy, windy.
Yeah, that was Monday.
And that was not going to be a good day for golf, but anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. Sunday and Monday was about the same wind-wise.
Right.
Consistent 25 to 30 with gusts up to 50.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. And so... What did we do Sunday?
That's what I was trying to remember. What did we do? Oh, we went to the beach.
Oh, yeah. And Gage hated it.
Hated the beach.
Why?
He didn't want the sand on him. Every time he'd get sand on his feet, he'd immediately try to sit down and wipe it off. Or if he got on his hand, he'd try to wipe it off.
Oh.
So, which is odd because every other time he's been in sand before this trip, he loved it. Would just sit there and eat it and throw it up. So,
did the sun come out?
No, it was very cloudy.
Just cloudy, but you went to the beach anyway. Was it still warm enough?
No, everyone pretty much had clothes on at the beach.
Okay. And wind was blowing. I felt like somebody sandblasting you, trying to clean paint off of you.
Are you having a good time? I love it.
I can't see. Somebody had me the welding mask, so I love this sand go in my eyes. And then Mama didn't stay down there hardly.
No.
I mean, then, she was down and back. She was driving the trolley back. She knocked the trolley driver off and just yanked him as he come by. She says, how much longer for you? She says, about 20 minutes. She says, hell no. Out he come.
This trolley rolling now.
This trolley going back.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. So, Sunday was a glorious day on the beach.
Then I went to Cobalt about that time.
Yep.
Yeah.
And met some friends.
Met new friends or old friends?
Well, they're new friends.
Oh, good deal. They're nice.
Yep, bartender Jay.
Yeah.
And helped him out as a, being his friend and his co-pal.
Okay.
Right. So it had a good band. They were called the Bad Dogs.
Whoa. And they played on a Sunday?
No, this was Saturday when we got there.
Oh, okay.
I went back, didn't I?
Okay. You went back in time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I stayed after y'all went home. That's what it was.
Right.
A bunch of old men just like me. And good little band. Played the Eagles and just Jimmy Buffett. What you want to hear at the beach.
Yeah.
And then, let's see.
We do Sunday night. Me, you, and one other.
And Andrew, who's a new podcast fan, I think.
Okay.
Great. We went down to the pool and helped Gager.
We went to Floribama.
Oh,
jeez.
Oh, yeah. I went with y'all, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
We went to Floribama Sunday night.
How far from Orange Beach to Floribama?
Well, from where we're staying, what, 3 minutes? I mean,
five.
Just,
let's go.
Really?
Five.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
5 minute drive.
Okay.
Yeah. We stayed at the Carib.
I call it Cariba. That's what I call it.
How you spell it? C R
I B E.
Yeah. Ever how you say that?
Carib. Okay. Carib. Okay.
And here's the sucky part about Carib. Okay, it's three huge properties. Mm-hmm. It has a real putting green. I mean, a real 18-hole putting green.
Wow.
Then it has real goofy golf, you know, to
play
putt-putt course.
Yeah.
Then it has a lazy river.
Yes. Then all the way around the property?
Around
the building?
Around the property, but big.
Pool.
Yeah.
Pool,
yeah. Then it has huge pools and then these big water flumes. You know, that you go down, curve around?
Yeah.
Guess how many times my family used that?
How many times?
Try zero.
Try
never even walked outside.
Did you get in the water? Anybody get in the water at all?
Well, me and Gager and
Andrew.
Did.
Can you not say Andrew's name? I don't get it.
And that guy.
Me and Gage and you look at me. And
I,
Andrew,
I see the guy saying his name, so I just let you
see the guy in your photos,
huh?
In your photos on the Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Good a guy, yeah.
Okay.
Good a guy, yeah.
All right.
He looked like a lumberjack.
Was the water really cold? Like a what do you wear? What do you wear? A flannel shirt?
Flannel shirt.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyways, we went to Floribama. He invited himself.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up having a good time.
Yeah.
Took an Uber back. Then y'all stay. I didn't stay long.
No, I'm surprised you stayed as short-lived as you did.
Yep. Mm. I was ready to get back.
Yep.
And then y'all stayed out, and we come home and played.
We didn't play.
Didn't play dominoes.
Didn't play that night. Mm. Monday night is when we got in trouble.
Yeah. So Monday, it was wind day. Bad wind day.
Yep.
Mm. And I didn't play golf with them. So we had Colonel Andrew, Goodson, and Kingston.
Thurston.
Yeah, Thurston.
Colonel Andrew, what was that you said?
Huh?
Colonel Andrew?
Yeah, his name is Andrew.
Oh, Andrew. Okay. Different person from Kingston.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Kingston is Ely's.
Right.
Colonel is Andrew is Brady's.
Gotcha. Okay.
So okay. I reneged on playing golf with him because I just didn't want to pay $100 to be miserable 5 hours,
right,
and play horrible. So I stayed at the room, and they went and played golf.
Yeah, me, E, elusive E, and him enjoyed a cobalt lunch.
Okay,
oh, we did. That's
and
right.
Saul had a beautiful view of some dolphins the
nice.
Entire time.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah. Here's the thing: to find the dolphins, I figured this out.
Uh-huh.
Watch the pelicans.
Yeah, okay.
The pelicans, when they start nosediving, there's schools of
they're going fish. After something, yeah.
And when
yeah.
they do that, then the dolphins show up.
Yeah.
Ah,
so watch
okay.
for the seagull. I mean, not seagulls, the pelicans.
Pelicans, okay.
And, I mean, they'll be 100 feet in the air and do a kamikaze.
That's amazing.
I was just saying, you just see them pulling the wings in.
Yes.
Ooh.
And so they just, boom.
Faster and faster. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, something else. And then Monday night, we went to Cotton's.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yep.
Cotton's.
Cotton's Seafood Steak Restaurant.
Nice, okay.
Yeah, it was...
Very good.
Yeah.
My crab legs were horrible there.
They were what?
Horrible.
Oh.
Horrible.
It's like shoestrings.
They had the same crab legs that the country club had the other night that were just like rubber. I mean, rubber.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, you had to tear the shell.
You had to get some scissors and cut them open.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what company is putting those out, but they were the exact same ones. Looked, shaped the same. Yeah. They're almost flat. Like they like they've been run over by a steamroller.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Dave just goes, wow. Yeah.
Okay.
That ain't good. But the shrimp was excellent.
And
then we went back, and little Gage started going down the seahorse slide.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we did that over and over. And they would be in the water, mm-hmm. and they'd put him up. He'd run around, and then I would block the slides of other little punk kids thinking they're going to get in.
I hit one
right on the end of the nose and the elbow.
Ooh, boom.
Watch out. Ooh, sorry about that, bud. You all right?
Yeah.
Man, mama hit me in the nose and elbow.
Yeah.
Shut up, kid.
Yeah.
Come here. So, you want to go in the water?
Were you helping Gage get up the ladder?
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. Well, he was going, the little bigger kids would try to go by him.
Yeah, because he's so slow.
Oh,
he's
up the ladder.
Time.
So yeah. Gage was kind of trying to pass on the ladder?
No, the other kids was.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
Gage is going up the ladder. And these other little kids are trying to kind of go up because Gage is slow until I blocked them out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
The pool and the slide was a huge hit for Gage. We need to get a slide at our house.
We are, 100%. But I'm concerned the one we're going to get with the new liner is going to be a big one. I don't know that he can go down the big one.
Unless we
put him up on the side, not all the way up.
Well, you know, they have ones that are like, you know.
I told grandmother, Mama Lori, whoever she is that lives at our house, I said, we'll just get one of those little blow-up slides like we used to have years ago when y'all were little.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Well, that's what I'm kind of thinking. That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely
they have
not.
One with stairs that are more stable. You
oh, really?
Know, it's not just the free stairs. It's stairs like that one.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, pool was a huge hit with Gage. He was sliding down the slide, jumping off
pool.
The side.
Yeah.
He did pool.
Swimming by himself, dunking his head underwater.
Nice. Yep. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Then
okay.
we went.
So how late did we stay at Monday night?
Well, we're enjoying this a decent game of dominoes, and then we transferred to spades, and then Mom came out. Y'all know it's 1:30 in the morning,
and you got a baby to wake up with.
Yeah.
You need to go there. You got a baby coming.
So we went. I went to bed after that.
Yep.
And then then this brings us to Tuesday.
Yeah.
And we went to the wharf Tuesday.
To the wharf.
Mm-hmm.
That was good. I liked that. That was a good food. Where we ate was great.
It's an outdoor amphitheater. They have, I mean, name them. You know all the people they've had. Luke Combs.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, huge names
people.
There over,
oh, yeah.
over
Dirk
time.
Dirk Bentley.
But
all kinds
you
of people.
Just went to the wharf to dine?
Yeah. They're making it shops. All kind of shops.
Right.
Who all was there? I mean, big shop.
Oh, yeah. Lord, anyway, Southern Marsh.
Then we ate there.
Athletica, places like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay.
And then
food there, that was probably my favorite meal was what we ate there.
Yeah, I couldn't eat.
That was very, very good.
Why could you not eat?
I just was nauseated.
I think staying
reason.
Up till 1:30 previous night caught up with
my routine got all jacked up. And
yeah.
I probably spilled a little... distilled beverages on me more than I should.
Oh, yeah.
Dad's
favorite line.
I think I'm going to spill it on me, and then I'm able to just accidentally funnel it down my neck.
Gotcha.
So don't get on my clothes.
Yes.
Dad's favorite line of the whole trip was, I'm going to go jump off the balcony. His favorite line of the
and
whole
what
trip.
What floor were you
eight.
On?
Eight.
Eighth floor. Okay.
There was a little...
Good bush pile.
No, I'm talking about with the glass wad. I want to crawl straight through it like they did. You remember on that show, The Game? The Game. You had never watched that movie, The Game?
The Game.
With
I don't recall.
Is it Al Pacino in it or Robert De Niro? The Game. Boy, if you hadn't watched The Game, it's one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Okay.
It's where this guy pays in... a gazillion dollars for his brother to be in a game, and he don't know it's a game.
Oh, that sounds good.
Take him to Mexico, and they throw... I mean, they almost kill him.
Wow.
They really... had a cartel really kidnapped him.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's great. It is awesome. Yeah, and then at the very, well, I'm going to tell the end because you can go watch it. The Game. Watch it.
I'm the movie, you, The Game.
It's pretty old.
What year do you think it's from?
Ooh, it's at least 20 years old.
Okay, so probably the 90s then.
When good movies were coming out.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they quit.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then, so that we did The Wharf, and that's where the dog pitcher was.
Yep. If that was a really neat store. I like that store a lot.
Dog pitcher.
Dogs just running around. I mean.
It's a store called Shades.
Were those neighborhood dogs?
No, that's the owners. And every shirt in there, the shirt that I got, every shirt has one of those dogs on it. All the shirts have those dogs on them.
Well, I didn't know that day.
Huh.
Yeah, you can go around and pick out
shirts. I would have been more accepted of all the dogs I was kicking out of the way. I couldn't even get nowhere for a dang dog. Dog?
Whose mud is this?
Yeah. I'm on. I'm going, who let these stupid dogs in here?
There was like 12.
I mean, they didn't run. You can't even get around. Look at the picture on my Facebook page. That's just one little area.
It's a store dedicated to dogs.
It is. It is. It's Shades.
Damn, dog.
Yep, and I got a shirt with one of them on there, the one that Gage was petting.
Oh,
holding
really?
A little American flag, yes.
Wow, I had no idea.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So the dogs were pictured on T-shirts and featured in the store.
Well, the store is called Shades, so clearly they originally started selling
Shades come
sunglasses.
From?
Okay, sunglasses. Then they started bringing their dogs in with them.
Wearing sunglasses?
I guess.
Okay. Yeah.
Then they started putting them on shirts.
Huh. I didn't even know that, and I was in there. So what else did we do? Let's see. Does that wrap up the Wharf?
Did we eat somewhere Tuesday night?
Oh, we didn't talk about my meal at the Wharf. What was the name of the place we ate? It was something...
Guinea Lou's or something like that?
Something Jenny's. Jay Guinea's?
I don't know.
Anyway, I got the seafood pasta. Very, very good. Couldn't eat. And it was sad. So I went home. Played that... Well, that was Tuesday, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, no, Tuesday we didn't eat supper. You got me and Andrew pizza. And the kids slept all night.
That's right. From Cobalt.
Yep.
Okay, that's right.
He ate at Cobalt again Tuesday night.
And then we got up yesterday and went to Brady. And, boy, that was rough leaving. I couldn't get out of there quick enough.
Why?
I was peeling out.
Why?
Gave going a conniption.
Because Mom kept coming up to him. And then when I said, when she came up the last time, I said, you're making it worse. She goes, well, to blank to me then. And I said, yeah. Get on somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, we're the family that gets up and fights and fusses to get in the van to go to church. Hate each other on the way to church so we can get there and love the Lord.
Yes.
Together on the same pew. People looking at, and then this woman's trying to back up, and Andrew is right in her way. Yes. And I said, I think she wants to get out of here. He's in the back of the truck moving stuff.
And then get out
Gage
here.
Is just screaming like a banshee. Yeah. And then Mom's over there, you know.
Hey, buggy, it's okay.
Be okay, Bugs.
I'm like, you're making it worse.
Yeah. And then Mama stormed back to the car.
She said, to blank for me then.
Yeah, she said, I ain't never coming back.
We did good until at that point.
And so anyway, that's when we're leaving. We're pulling out the parking deck.
Right.
You know, and it echoes. I mean, it's just loud. You know, I did in the parking deck. I ain't never coming back. It's peeling off. And then we go to
Tanger
Outlets.
Y'all had a big time at Tanger.
Tanger was a good little stop. And so did a little shopping there. You know what I bought that when I was down there the whole time, Dave?
What'd you buy?
Nothing.
Not a thing. Not one souvenir.
You didn't buy nothing?
Not a shirt, not a bathing suit.
Not a hat?
Not a hat, not nothing.
Wow, okay.
Well, I did. I bought a scorpion lollipop.
No, you didn't.
I did. I bought a scorpion lollipop. It's got a real scorpion in it.
What?
From the jerky.
You love those things. I'll tell you that much.
Okay, so how many total people were on the trip?
Seven and a half.
Okay, so with luggage, golf clubs, and 7.5 people, how many vehicles were on this trip?
Two.
Only two?
Packed.
Loaded.
Packed. Yep, loaded down.
Okay.
Yeah, packed. Yep. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about?
Your scorpion lollipop.
Oh, yeah. So the only thing I bought was a scorpion lollipop the whole time. You see that purse of Mom's? That is that. You see that?
She got a purse.
That leather purse?
Uh-uh.
Oh, you ought to see it. It's the guy that owns the store makes those purses. They're handmade, and he names each purse after his workers.
Really?
Wow. Mm-hmm. So, oh, what's her name? Bought a purse?
Mm-hmm. Well, no. Oh, what's his name? Bought. Oh, what's her name? A purse.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, gotcha. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Oh, what's her name? Don't pay for Jack.
Okay. Yeah, so you're never going away again as a family.
That phone ringing. Nobody's going to get it. Never does. Anybody want a job making $30 an hour answering the phone? At $40? Somebody just show up and answer the phone $30 an hour.
Yeah, I could probably sit there and do that. Yeah, but I need breaks. Huh? I need to take breaks on a regular basis.
Okay, well, yeah, you'll do great here.
Okay, good deal. Good deal.
Our next beach trip is 54 days and counting.
And where's that going to be?
Kelly Plantation.
Is it? Okay.
Where?
Good. That's in that Kelly Plantation, that's a golf with Goodson's in the tournament.
Okay.
And that's in Sandestin, and Mom won't be making that one.
Yeah, because you're taking her
to
the Pearl.
The Pearl in Rosemary. I don't know when. In fact, she said,
what is the Pearl?
It's just a
boutique hotel.
Boutique hotel.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Rosemary Beach. And
yeah.
Rick Burgess, that's where, from Rick and Bubba, that's where he likes to summer, to vacay at.
Okay.
And if it's good enough for Rick Burgess, it's good enough for old what's his name.
From the Rick and Bubba Show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where you can occasionally win a Cord Buddy prize.
Well, I used to could.
Yeah. You know,
they took me off the old wheel.
Yeah.
Wheel of Meats.
Yeah, this is our last year, by the way.
Yeah, that's kind of sad. I don't know what's going to fill that void.
It is sad, man. I mean, that is my ritual. I watch Rick and Bubba every day.
Yeah.
All day.
Yeah.
Right.
On YouTube.
Yep.
Okay.
We need to film this and put it on YouTube.
Even when we it's reruns, he watches the reruns.
Yeah.
Not as much, but if it's the only thing available, I will.
Yeah.
And I was jonesing this morning because they're on spring break like we are, and so they don't have anything on YouTube. Mm. It's just the best off shows.
Mm. Yeah. So. Is there any Cord Buddy news?
No.
Get back to us next week.
Get back to us later. I'll get back to you later. I just got back. It's like I told Jake. I walked in the door. Jake says, I need to show you something. I said, can I just sit down? I just got back from vacay.
Jake's hitting you with stuff at the door.
Can I figure out how I'm going to pay for vacay? But no Cord Buddy news, but we will have some big news next week.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. I'm going to come up with something. What was that big news? But it'll be big, and it will be news.
Hey, can't wait for that. CordBuddy.com, TheCordBuddy.com, members of TheBand.com, of course, on Facebook. You can find us a couple of ways. The Cord Buddy and Striking a Chord.
And before we go, did you see that bridge that collapsed at that stupid thing ran into?
Yes.
And then they're saying he lost steering. Do you believe in that? I'm not.
What do you mean?
A lot of speculation about that.
I'm not.
Because the
that bridge that collapsed?
I'm aware, but you don't think it's an accident?
That boat,
I don't.
That boat turned directly towards the pier.
Hmm.
So.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So, and then, 90 seconds, they started doing the Mayday. Well, yes.
Yeah.
Because you're fixing to collapse and caused millions and nobody in death, and so you got to act like you didn't know what
the truly amazing thing was. Police officers were able to make it to both ends of the bridge and stop traffic.
Yeah,
yep.
I couldn't believe that was even possible, but it was, and fortunately no more than six perished in that situation.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I don't even know that they were citizens.
Yeah, and I guess you guys are just sick about P. Diddy.
What's going on with that?
It's a mess. It's a big, big mess.
He's human trafficking people?
Yeah, he's doing a lot. He was doing a lot of things.
Really?
A billionaire.
Is it all true? Is it all true?
Yes. Absolutely.
I mean, I just saw a glimpse of it last night.
There's just a lot of very adult things.
That's what happens when you make a deal with the devil.
Yes.
I mean, I saw his house that they, that they had.
It's been said that over time he is the groomer.
Oh, really?
Yes.
There's been saying that he would bring in, like, van loads
of very early in the morning and underage. And
there was one dude, he said my basketball rolled into his yard, I just leave it there, go buy another one because I'm not going over there.
Cameras in every room and opportunities to catch people.
He gets everything he deserves.
I think he's going to go the way of R. Kelly. R. Kelly will never get out of prison.
I
believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I wish I didn't have to stay
in the cell that's only 3 feet.
I'd rather lay on a bed of hay. Okay.
As always, be kind to someone.
To contact Cord Buddy or stay in touch, look for us on Facebook at The Cord Buddy and find our Facebook group. It's called Striking a Chord. Find tons of information and all of our products online at cordbuddy.com. That's CHORDBuddy.com. Also thecordbuddy.com and membersoftheband.com. Listen next time for the Cord Buddy Podcast with Travis Perry. The Cord Buddy Podcast is available on over 30 popular podcast platforms. Find out more at cordbuddy.com or Facebook or Instagram at The Cord Buddy.